Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, wherever you are. Welcome to the Healthcare Marketing. I am Professor Gabriel Banerjee with a total experience of more than 26 years plus into the corporate industry. I've worked throughout everywhere from a healthcare and marketing perspective. But before I start, now to give you a simple introduction of our thought processes, when you look at healthcare marketing, now those two are huge giants from a technical perspective, because healthcare itself is a huge industry as such, and marketing as a function is huge. So when we say an introduction to healthcare marketing, what we are talking about is, it's the simple fact of to understand what is healthcare and what is marketing. And that's what we'll be diving through throughout. Now, during this, I'll be sharing various examples, varying thought processes, what you understand by healthcare marketing, what comes into all these things. And I wish you will like this by the end of all the chapters put together. So chapter one, introduction to healthcare marketing. Now, what exactly is healthcare marketing? So what I would ask you to do is, why can't you take a pen and paper and, you know, start writing about it, just thinking, what is healthcare marketing? Now, typically, when you talk about healthcare marketing, so marketing is used as a strategy to improve the healthcare, to serve the patients. That's the key idea of it. So whatever marketing you're thinking of, so if you're marketing thinking of a hospital, of a branding, or you know involving communication, you are giving to brochures, social media posts, you're helping patients to make them more informed, more aware of their current situations, you know, a long-lasting relationships is created. But understand that marketing is kind of the central point through which you're trying to improve the healthcare, not from a system perspective, but from the patient perspective. So the biggest thing is, it is a strategy that the healthcare providers use. So you're using marketing as a tool, as a provider to the end users, who are the patients, to inform them. To inform them about what kind of, you know, way this healthcare happens, what are the nuances of this healthcare. I can give an example. Reliance Hospital was promoting as a heart week. So you can come for a normal checkup to check your heart. A lot of hospitals, you know, do kind of a lipid profile once you're post 40 or 45. And they go for those packages. See, please understand that end goal is to serve the patients. There is no other way of thinking what the marketing of healthcare do. You're not here to market and promote the brand of that healthcare. You're here to market and provide them to inform and attract and to serve patients. That's more. Second, it is more of a communication and education than the branding and the service delivery. It is not a typically advertisement that you're doing. You will not typically find a marketing for a hospital advertisement that happens. So for example, the recent ad that is coming out in the social media or at quite some time back is of Munnabai MBBS model. You know, you see there is Arshad Varshi and Sanjay Dutt promoting an insurance. So it is not limited to an advertisement per se. It is also an information that is being used from there. The fundamental right is to help patients make informed and confident health decisions. Today in India, in 1.5 billion people, how many do turn up to get into healthcare, and how many of them know the penetration is very less? The last I knew, the penetration was around 5 to 7% of the entire population that goes to typically hospitals, or they understand what is healthcare. So they cannot make an informed choice or a confident choice, you know, for their decisions. So for example, post 40, 45, you should do one lipid profile for a year to check how your system is going. Because post 45, there are a lot of things come up. In today's scenario, the stress is on the higher side, the food habits, there are lifestyle diseases. So how do patients can make an informed decision and choices, and they are confident in making those decisions? We are not talking typically about what medicines you're going to take. It's about your lifestyle. And it builds strong and long-term relationships with the patients. That's the idea of what is healthcare marketing. Now, if that's what's the introduction, then what is the core purpose? Again, you're using marketing as a tool to, you know, choose the right doctor or the service easily. So I will give an example. Since I wear glasses, I walked into Agrawal Eye Clinic. That's a hospital in Vashi. Now, in that particular scenario, when you walked in, the first thing the receptionist asks you that, what do you want to see a doctor? You want to change your power? you want to have a problem with your eye, or you're just here to make new glasses. Because the moment you ask all these kind of questions, it gives you that kind of a right channel so that the service is easily available for the patients. Second, finding the right doctor. Because your ophthalmologists are there to take care of your eye. Not all eye problem will go to the same doctor, and then they have different sets of doctors out there. It's also to provide clear and compassionate information and guidance. So once those questions were asked, I said, no, I'm here to check my power of my eye because I have a progressive lenses and I also want to make new glasses. They said, okay, you have to go to, you know, doctor number four or cabin number four. You have to wait out there. You have to get through around it. So see, it's about helping the patients find the right doctor and the service on an easier term, because on a given day, there will be more than 100 people visiting that particular clinic or hospital or the healthcare unit. Second is you align the patient expectations with the values like care and trust. See, if you are not aligning the patient experience, what will happen is the entire way of tackling things will become a chaos. And then you focus on relationships, not just the promotion or profits. Because today's healthcare people are thinking from this perspective, if my marketing is right, like I said, Reliance Hospital was promoting big advertisements on the hoards, on the bus stops. It talks about that, you know, just check your heart. That was the tagline, if I remember it rightly. So again, the core purpose of healthcare marketing is all about understanding people's health needs and concerns. You provide them with clear and compassionate information and guide them to the right way. Why are you guiding them? To help patients find the right doctor or service easily. You align the patient experience and you focus on relationships and not just promotion or profit. That's the basic idea. Now, for example, as I said, you know, the healthcare has something called as a diabetes management program, which they typically call it as a DMP. Now, what is a diabetes management program? Now, please understand the diabetes has few connotations in the healthcare. So there is a borderline diabetes, there is a first level diabetes, there is a second level diabetes, and there is a high diabetes. The borderline diabetes is wherever your diabetes mark line there, you are on that borderline, that's what it is called. So it's kind of a community education on diabetes risks and prevention. They're not only talking about what risk the diabetes bring along, they're also giving you the prevention mechanism. So for example, your diet. So there, the food nutritionist will come and take care of your diet. You also get into an easy to use website for screening registration. Now, not every person today, because India is going on hardcore on digital world everywhere. I mean, UPIs are everywhere. Even the trains are using UPI today to book tickets. You don't have to pay cash everywhere. And if you see, the railways has something called as an app called UTS. Similarly, every hospital has now come up with various apps to screen all those registration. What registration you're talking about, how you're going about it, you know, that is easy to use website. Then you're using email, SMS reminders for appointments and checkups. So for example, a diabetes management program. Now please understand, from a pharmacology point of view, there are two sets of way a disease is treated. The first set of disease is called the acute methodology, where any kind of cough and cold, your normal headaches, you know, you have a loose motion, your other ways of treating, because your entire prescription is being absorbed within 7 days of time. And once you're good with it, you come out. You don't go to the doctor again, right? But when we talk about diabetes, it is called the chronic methodology. Why? Because it's a management, it's a program. So for example, here in the acute system, you might not send an email and SMS reminder for appointments and checkup. But for diabetes, you might have to wait for 6 months, again do a blood test, again have to go for the medicines, check whether your number of the diabetes is right or, you know, in control or not. So that means you're using email, SMS reminders as appointments and checkups, you know, and the patient journey reflects compassion, convenience and care. Whatever you do, remember one thing in healthcare marketing, the last line, the patient journey and the way it reflects, the way it creates a compassion, way it is convenient for them, and the most important part is care. So, you know, kind of education. So you might run, you're doing a marketing camp or your marketing campaign for diabetes, let's say in a society, and the hospital is doing this, there is free checkup. So for example, I stay in Palava. Every time in my society, I see there is an eye camp, there is a, you know, lipid profile camp, there is a diabetes camp, there is a hypertension camp. So what they're doing is that hospital is having a tie-up with the society. and they are creating a community education, not only on diabetes but various things. So your marketing, how will you do it, what kind of effectiveness it will create. Second is you're spreading awareness. So today when you walk into a lift, you have a small one page ad which speaks about a management program for a hospital, right? If you go to any of the hospitals, the moment you enter, you will see there is a standee which is talking about the heart month or the diabetes month. These are what? These are nothing but it is about a patient journey, a poster, a digital campaign that is using. And I will reiterate this again and again throughout my journey of the healthcare marketing is patient journey should reflect compassion, convenience and care. Now, once you've understood this example, let us understand how healthcare marketplace is shifting. I'll take you to 1990s. If I think of a hospital, you know, you have to go, you know, write down your name in the morning and they will say, okay, at 3 o'clock, your appointment is going to start. You will again come back to the hospital for that. Today, there is nothing like that. The other part is, if I talk about myself, if I think about my dad's, you know, lifestyle diseases that he had, it's that we used to go to the nearest doctor or the family doctor. There was no research done. And the nearest doctor or the family doctor will then give a recommendation on his or her prescription pad that, you know, go meet so-and-so doctor in this hospital and take my name. Now what is becoming? The patients can look at the reviews. They can search online and they can attend various health events that is done by the hospital or the society. The biggest impact in healthcare marketplace has the introduction of telemedicine or the mobile health apps. Why? Tata AMG, they are distributing medicines within, I think the current timeline is 30 minutes. Apollo 24/7, another channel of healthcare marketplace, they are giving you telemedicine. So what do you have to do? You upload the prescription in their app and through that app, they will understand whatever it is. If you walk into a Apollo 24/7, they ask you that there is a package. So you, it's like an AMC. So if you give 1200 rupees to them, there are certain medicines will come at a discounted price. Second, there would be a reminder of health checkup every fortnightly or monthly or quarterly or half yearly or annually. So that means what you're doing, you're using marketplace, you're using marketing tool to make them understand of the online and the health events. The most important thing is there are bigger hospital networks now. Fortis, Jupiter, Neon. These are hospital chains today. So initially in my time, I used to say there is one hospital. So let's say if I think about it, in those days, there was one hospital called AIMS or let's say Jupiter or let's say Fortis. If I think of various cities, for Calcutta, there was some were hotel to be Calcutta Medical Research Institute, which is called to be CMRI. Then there was Kothari Medical Hospital. Now, these were one hospitals back in the day. Now they have a large network. So you don't have to wait for them. One of the biggest things that is happening today is in the cancer research and how they are marketing it is. So the biggest hospital in India is the Parel one, the Tata Care Hospital in Parel. But now they have branch offices in every tier one, tier two or the metro cities. So if you have to do a screening or a lab test, you can do it there and they can recommend whether that can be treated there or you have to come to Bombay, you know, to check for because here the patient ratio to a doctor is very, very high. I mean, to be honest with you, my aunt went through a uterus cancer. I had to spend almost 17 to 18 hours in a hospital. Imagine if I would have had an app, booked the entire thing, and I would have landed in the hospital exactly before the blood test. It saves time, saves money. Yeah, you have to pay for the services. Now patients are more aware, they're more educated and they're more selective. Okay, in the previous times, whenever you have a chronic disease, they used to refer to a second opinion or a third opinion. Now because they're aware and because they're reading, so I'll give you another example of my mother. My mother passed away in 2013, but before that in 2012, she fell down and her knee became very unstable. So we went to the ortho because that's a normal thing to do, right? Because I never knew, I was not aware of the fact that why this is happening. So I took her to an ortho. Ortho said, you know, the gel pad between the two knee ligament is not functioning. You have to put in a gel pad and that is the operations, but we don't do it here. You have to go to Bombay Hospital. So after all these things, we took a second opinion, and that is where we came to know that she was getting a disease called multiple myeloma. Now, what is multiple myeloma? Multiple myeloma is a grade C bone cancer. So at that age, post 50 or 55, if your bone breaks because of that disease, your bone will not join. The growing of the bone becomes very steeper. And that is why. So I was not aware. Today, if a patient goes, word of mouth, awareness is there. Plus the hospital is doing, these are the grade of the cancers. Today, there are, every cancer has grade A, B, C. Is it in the final stage or the last stage? The same happened with my father. My father passed away because of cirrhosis of liver. We never knew because his stomach was like a bladder filled with water. When we went there to the hospital, because of whatever ways, it came out that the liver function is gone. What if we had a marketplace? What if we had something called as reviews, or you know, search online where we can do and health events back there? So that's the entire shift in the healthcare marketplace. And as we go along, by 2030, I think healthcare marketplace will become one of the biggest industries in India, because your entire itinerary is based on that patients are more aware, more educated and selected. So once again, large hospitals, growth of telemedicines, patient can compare reviews now. Patient chooses a doctor now basis online. If you go to Google and type, I am looking for a MD medicine, it will give you a list of doctors within a 5 or a 7 kilometer. So, you know, that is also happening. So that is where the marketplace happens. So that's a huge shift in the marketplace. Why marketing is needed and what is the reason of their acceptance? Now, please understand. In the previous time, they say pre-COVID or 10 years before, 15 years before, if a hospital has been renowned for something, it would have been for one disease. So, for example, may God doesn't bestow on you for this of the diseases, but just for an example, for cancer, Tata, or A. For, let's say, diabetes, Fortis. Let's say for ortho, AIMS. You know, so this happened in word of mouth. Because of the family and the extended family, so they used to come and tell us, sir, this is what has happened. Why don't you go to this hospital? Okay, but now it is more competitive. It is more consumer driven. You know, earlier it was seen as like good care should speak for itself. No, now you have to market it. You know, changing patient expectations have become more and more critical now. And the communication towards this has become more essential these days. Marketing now not only improves patient experience, but it also improves the trust, the loyalty and the outcomes. And imagine the work that you're doing over a period of time. It creates that kind of a need efficacy. It helps hospitals stand out to serve better, not just to sell. See, my dear friends, at the end of the day, hospital will not survive without selling, without making profit, because they have to pay the doctors, they have to pay the nurses, they have to pay the physicians, they have to pay the anesthetists, they have to have those equipments which will do all the tests. So it's a huge setup. A big hospital is like you have patients, you have pathological labs, you have testing labs, you have doctors, you have nurses, you have the ward boys, you have different kind of bedding system out there. So it's not just one place, it's a huge universe out there. So why it is needed? Foremost, it is competitive. Second, it is more of a handling the patient expectation these days. Today's patient are not willing to spend an entire day in an hospital. They will rather download an app, check the timings. I'll give you another example. One of my brother had some problem with his left hand. So there was some joint problem and he was traveling to my place. So he called me one day and said that, you know, Gabriel, do you know any good doctor for ortho? What did I do? Go to Google, type in orthopedic doctors with more than 5 ratings. Imagine 10 years ago, I would have called someone like, say, let's say Vijay or Vikas or Roshan, someone to call and say, you know what, do you know anyone? Do you have any good gynec doctor? Or do you have any good, you know, post-pregnancy doctor? Today, you just type in the Google, it will come and it will also give you which hospitals they are in, what timings they come in and what are the ratings. You can even go there and read the patient reviews. So marketing now improves the patient experience, trust, loyalty and outcomes. And it health hospital standards. Why do you think Fortis is a standout hospital? Why do you think AIIMS is a standout hospital? Why do you think Jupiter is a standout hospital? Because they, the way they serve and the way they stand out, they're not just selling anything. So the other way is, now we spoke about patient satisfaction, patient, all these things, and the trust. See, healthcare decisions are emotional. It's based on urgency and it is completely personal. At 1 o'clock in the morning, at 1 a.m., if you have some problem, you'll call an ambulance, right? I have been told that Government of India is giving a kind of a directorate to every healthcare that if you have ambulances in your payroll or in your as a vendor, you should also provide that in the app that they have. So, you know, that is more emotional. I need that right now. Patient choose hospitals that they trust. They don't choose hospitals just because somebody has said it. Not just the cheapest or the closest. They're willing to go 5 kilometers more if they know the hospital. One example, one of my society members, a person used to stay exactly opposite to my flat, and I was working in pharma that point of time. So at around 2:30 a.m. in the morning, that person, you know, came to my house, gave the doorbell and asked me, Gabriel, I mean, do you know any doctor? Because my wife's condition is not good. Post-pregnancy, there is some problem. So I said, have you tried Fortis? So he said, Fortis Dombivli is not that good. I've tried it multiple amount of times, but I don't see any kind of things. And then where will you go? Well, no, I know Fortis Vashi is good. Do you have any connections out there? So I had a person known out there. So I called that person and he said, you know what? You send him, we'll take him. See, from Dombivli, that guy was traveling to Vashi, which is 12 kilometers at least, 12 to 15 kilometers, where they had something nearby. So it doesn't matter. They will choose the hospitals they trust. And trust and satisfaction directly influence loyalty and word of mouth. So once he reached there, everything happened. Everything was taken care of. In the evening, that person walked up to my room and said, Gabriel, thank you. That guy was amazing. And he has taken care of everything. Now, that guy is a simple ward boy. But look at the marketing that is happening through word of mouth. That's what. So remember one thing. It's all on trust. Patient will choose a hospital that they trust. They will not choose the cheapest or the closest. Imagine a person living in Vashi goes to Tata Parel Hospital every day. The distance, 20 odd kilometers. Why? Because they trust. So remember this. The other way is, for a hospital, for a healthcare industry, patient satisfaction is a quality metric. And it is used by the Joint Commission of Medical, and it is one of the biggest thing. That is why in today's scenario, you will see there is a patient satisfaction index. What we typically call it as a net promoter score, which is the NPS score in the corporate world for your performances. For an hospital and the NABH, which is the governing body of the hospital, the first take care of the patient satisfaction. And that has become a quality metric. Second is, it is one of the 9 performance indicators for accreditation. So if you're a hospital and you want to take a NABH accreditation, because every hospital by law, by the Government of India, you have to be NABH accredited. So that is one of the 9 performance indicators for accreditation. Third, it is not an optional way of marketing. It supports the quality, the standards and the reputation. So guys, if you're getting into healthcare marketing, remember, you're not doing an optional work like you do any other marketing. You are creating a kind of a guidance for the patient. Remember that. You are not doing it for the doctors. You're not doing it for the hospitals. And if that quality metric is failed, even though you have the best hospitals, it doesn't matter. For example, if you are in Sion, you have the Sion Hospital. If you're in Bombay, you have the Bombay Hospital. Now, you ask anybody in Bombay, Bombay probably has one of the best neuro doctors, the nerve doctors. Anything related to brain, varicose vein. So anything related to vein, they are the best. Now, how did I come to know they are the best? One, hospital is promoting it. Two, word of mouth. So, and third, the patient satisfaction, because people say, if you go there, you'll come out on a better way. So see, that's a quality metric and you cannot dislodge it out. The real example of a marketing in action is, you can create a marketing campaign based on pediatric. the newborn kids. You can create a marketing campaign for a hospital based on cancer research or the real patient stories to spread awareness and hope. Okay, if you go to Insta, if you go to Facebook, there are n number of reels you will find based on healthcare. What to eat, what not to eat, which oil is good, which oil is bad, is a rice bran oil good, is mustard oil bad, the ghee, the elaborated butter, everything. The dental clinics send you WhatsApp reminder for annual cleanings. The hospitals organize free health camps like blood pressure, hypertension. So see, your marketing is not related to promote the hospital brand. Your marketing in action is actually creating more awareness in the patients, creating new guidance for the patients, and to let them know. So I'll give an example from a pediatric point of view. If you go to a small nursing home, to a med hospital or a bigger hospital, the moment you walk in and when your new baby is born, the pediatric guy who is a diploma in child health, which is known as DCH, the doctor will visit you and will give you a card of the immunization schedule. At what date, what age? Some hospitals I have seen, because I've worked in pharma, they have not only created a database like that, but they've created with dates on. So if somebody is born on X amount of date, the first immunization capsule or the injection is in so and so date. And if you follow that, then the date increases. So they've gone that far. So, you know, pediatric clinic shares blogs and guide to new patients. Cancer center posts real patient stories to spread awareness and hope. A lot of people are saying today that cancer is curable. Maybe 5 years down the line, 10 years down the line, we'll come to a conclusive evidence that yes, how is it happening? Spreading. Dental clinics are sending reminders. Not only dental clinics, if you do a blood test from a pathology lab, and if you do a lipid profile, which is a yearly checkup, exactly after 11 months, there will be a WhatsApp sent to you sending that your next refill profile date is so and so. Please let us know what time can we visit to do the blood test and check it. Hospitals also organize free health camps like blood pressure, eye checkup camp, you know, the obese camp or the mental health camp. Who is going to do it? You. Now, whatever activity you do, you have to keep things in mind that you're not doing this activity only for sales. No. If you think that I'm doing this marketing activity or marketing campaign to boost sales, to promote sales, you know, to create that recommendation of sales, no. These activities that you're doing, it should focus on the value that you're going to give them for the patients that they walk in. You want to create connection. So you're like a mediator between the hospital and the patient. You know, you're giving them education. You're telling them that this is what happens if you have them. I'll give you a best example, although this is not pertaining to healthcare marketing, but I really liked it. I was visiting Tata Power, which is in Mahul village. And if you go to the washroom, they've created the color coding for your nuisance. And which color code denotes what? That's marketing. That is not sales. That's education. So true marketing is to understand the need. And if you understand the need, you have to communicate it very clearly and build trust over time. You know, that also will create better care, stronger communities, and lasting patient relationships. If you go to any healthcare industry, the first thing that the marketer should think is, how can I create value for the patient? How can I create better patient relationships with the hospital? How can I create better patient understanding of the disease that they go in? It can be anything. It can be obese. It can be lifestyle diseases. But yeah, that's the true method of what you're thinking. So remember, the key idea of this is, when you're looking at true marketing, it should be to create or to understand the need of the patient so that you can guide them. But yes, your communication has to be very clear and you have to build trust over time. What is the need today? I mean, let us think of a scenario. If a hospital does not have a marketing of healthcare, will they survive? Let's guess. I mean, word of mouth. I know a few people there, I call them, you know, you go to this hospital or that hospital. But the biggest challenge today is patients are no longer passive. They research, they compare, and then they will choose. Even for a Mediclaim. Today, it's not like that. I just go to LIC, I take a Mediclaim. I go to Star Health Insurance, I take a medicine. No. The third party insurance is also evolving with this healthcare marketing. Now, they are listing the diseases that they cover. They are not only looking at the things that they do not cover. They are listing that if you take this, then these are the diseases you get in. These are, if you pay this extra money, then these are the riders that you go in. Plus, these kind of surgeries are taken care of. So that means it's all about the patients. They are no longer passive. They can choose the providers based on the research and everything. The healthcare as an industry has become more competitive. It is more digitalized these days and it is more patient-driven or consumer-driven for that. So marketing has to think about making the organizations remain visible, accessible, and most importantly, trusted. So marketing is a core function now. It's not an add-on. It's not that the marketing was doing something else and because we are running a campaign these days, we just wanted to shift that person's time for 3 months, create a campaign, move out. No, there is a hardcore marketing team sitting for all these hospitals. The branding for their campaigns, for their researchers, for the papers that they publish. Some hospitals also give you publications from abroad, from UK, from US, that, you know, this is how they are treated in US and we are matching them up. So word of mouth and doctor referrals are no longer enough. A patient now has more ways to deal with their diseases. One, word of mouth. Second, doctor referrals. Third, what is the research the hospital is doing? How much hospitals are effective of taking care and all these things. So remember one thing, that today healthcare marketing is a core function. It's not an add-on. Now, patients. Okay, what is the core difference between patients and consumers? See, consumers are those people who typically go walk into a store. I want this. I want that. I will compare prices. I will compare services. Everything. Patients are moving towards a consumer behavior. So today, a hospital might not typically treat a patient like a patient. The best hospitals, the best healthcare providers treat patients like consumers. So patients today, they will search symptoms and they will try to find providers before they visit that. They are looking at clear communication and follow-ups. They're looking at quick responses. They're looking at empathy and they're looking at personalized care. They also compare hospital based on price, services, reviews, and convenience. Okay, I'm not too sure, and this is just a speculative thought. Maybe someone of you, when you get into healthcare marketing, you devise something which is going into the real estate world, that if you want to look a flat or book a flat or even view it, you come to this location and we'll provide you bus services or personalized services. Tata Parel Hospital provides pick up and drop from certain stations, certain points. There are a lot of NGOs who have tied with Tata Parel Hospital and they're providing bus services from far on. So these are your marketing tools. So before a patient coming in, they are not worried that whether if I don't admit them today, what is going to happen? Those days are gone, passed by. So they are doing it online. They are looking for services online. They are looking from the pragmatic aspect of looking into that empathy and personalized care. They're looking it from a clear communication. And your role to make it reliable, to make it easy to find and easy to understand. You cannot use a jargon. You cannot use something like, you have to use levocitrogen and montelukast to serve cold. I mean, they will go crazy. What is levocitrogen and montelukast? It's a composite composition, right? It's a composite composition to treat cough and cold. But if you say, a simple example is the mucus, the cough, when you cough, if the mucus is coming out, if the color of the mucus is white, then it's a primary level of cough and cold. But if the color of the mucus is anything different than white, then, so you know, one single the color of your cup can become an easy marketing information to make them understand. So next time that the patients come to your hospital, they know, they are clear. And that is what your role would be, to make it more reliable, easy to find and easy to understand. You cannot say, you know, this is what is going to happen. Have you seen any bigger hospital, you know, portray a leukemia in a jargonative way? No, they provide in the simplest way. So if this is, so they, what they do is they publish symptoms. So for example, I was trying to check when I used to climb stairs, I used to sweat a lot and I used to have breathlessness. So I was searching on the net, few hospitals campaign I read that, okay, if you are having this breathlessness problem when you're walking up, then we'll go through a series of questions. What is your smoking habit? What is your drinking habit? What's your food habit? Is that a selling proposition? No, it's a marketing composition to make the person aware. And once the answer is out that this is what is happening, okay, then you should meet and do a health checkup. See, you're creating those things. So your role has to be more reliable on this information. Easy to find, easy to understand. Now, there is a huge competition in the healthcare ecosystem. Let's take a point A to point B. If you're from Mumbai, you will understand. So let's say a central line route between Kalyan to Dombivli or Kalyan to Ghatkopar or Ghatkopar to Kurla or Kurla to, you know, Dadar or Dadar to VT. How many hospitals, clinics, pharmacies you will find, diagnostic labs? Huge, right? Why do some people stand out? Why is Dr. Lal Pathology Labs is one of the best? Why is Fortis? So why? Because the role of the marketeer out here is the communication. That is their unique strength. What is that unique strength? The short wait time, home visits, specialty units. So the moment you have enrolled for a specialty program, you don't have to wait. So I'll give you one of the best reasons, and this is from COVID, and I pray to God it never happens to anyone in the next 100 years. Once the Covaxin and Covishield was out, we got a marketing anecdote or a one-pager leaflet from the government of India. First, they had a questionnaire, your name, your family name, whether you have been treated, whether you have been got this disease or not. If it is no, they take you through a different questionnaire. Question like, okay, put down your PIN code. So if you put your PIN code, from there, they will tell you the nearest hospitals which is providing Covaxin, which is providing Covishield, and which is providing both, and also the prices. So I never had to find a hospital which goes there and search for it or call someone or say, you know what, do you know where Covaxin is there or Covishield is there? And it also states that children between 18 to 25 would be given the dosage, less than 18 or less than 12, I don't recall it right now, but that was one pager. Imagine what will happen today if I have one pager about my hypertension, one pager about my lifestyle diseases, one pager of symptoms, one pager of hypertension drugs or the hospitals that can cure nearby. So today's system includes hospital clinics, telehealth apps, home care systems, pharmacies, diagnostic lab, pathology labs. The traditional treatment versus the modern treatment boundaries are blurred now. What is the traditional treatment? What has happened? This is what has happened. I walk into a general practitioner. They give me a medicine. I take those medicines for 7 days. Things doesn't come down pretty well. I again go for a second follow-up. Then the general practitioner says, no, now you have to visit a specialist. I go to a specialist. Specialist looks at all the reports. From all the reports, what they do is they either take the patient under their care or they refer to anyone else. And from there, again, the pathological test. Like, initially, I do not know, so it can be a speculation. Initially, Tata Parel Hospital used to not take the tests that is done outside. At one point of time, there was a huge uproar for the patients that we can't pay it every time. We have done a test and then we are referred out here. So why not you do it now there? What Tata Parel did was they created pathology lab tying up with the hospitals at various tier 1, tier 2 cities so that they have their own mechanism, own instruments, and from there it was just a shift. So traditional versus modern care. patients will choose based on accessibility, brand reputation, affordability, and convenience. If I take all this out, it's all about convenience. How am I treated? Today, patients also look at how am I treated in the hospital, how the pharmacy person is treating me, how the diagnostic lab person is treating me. So, what will be your role? Anything. One pager document for this, clear guidance. Basically, you're helping providers stand out in a crowded market so that I can, I can see a stand. Yes, I can understand all these things very well. That's what the core anecdote is all about. End of the day, I mean, you can think of a lot of other things, but that's your key role.